Yes, good morning, everyone. I will be happy to answer the questions raised. So I will start with the very first question regarding the success of the mechanism, rapid response mechanism on protecting of environmental defenders, which was established in 2021. And the special rapporteur was elected in 2022. So as you can understand, this is a very new mechanism, but so far, based on the responses from both civil society and parties, this has been an ambitious and successful year, I would say. You heard from the chair how many complaints have been submitted to the special rapporteur, which is factual evidence of the importance of his work. With regard to the challenges, as the chair mentioned, one of the real challenges is to match the demand with the ability to respond to the demand. Literally, the special rapporteur works 24 hours, and the secretariat is doing its best to support him. But parties are very well aware that there is a serious demand in strengthening the human resources in the secretariat to support his work. And the work of the special rapporteur is also very transparent. The complaints are available on the convention's website. You can see a growing interest, and they are across the region, across the parties. That means that the issue is really serious for many parties. With regard to the protocol on PRTRs, the major challenge for the implementation of the protocol, as was identified by parties, is actually to catch up with the digitalization and development in general of information systems in many countries. So PRTR is a tool that can be used for many purposes, and the protocol itself already allows a flexible interpretation of how it can be implemented. So the parties decided actually at the upcoming meeting of the parties in 2025 to adopt a decision on modernization of PRTR systems, and the draft will be discussed and hopefully will be approved at the upcoming meeting of the working group of the parties in November this year. At this point, to respond to the specific question about revision of the protocol, at this point, the secretariat didn't receive any formal notifications from any parties with regard to the amendment of the protocol. For the question on GMO ratification, there is actually not one single party who are missed. Maybe that was misunderstood. There is a number of parties that can ratify the GMO amendment for the amendment to be entered into force, and the list of parties is available on the convention's website. Thank you.